Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Keith has been talking about what? The kingdom of God. And in talking about the kingdom of God, there is an area that just came up real strong. And I told him, I said, I've told y'all this the last time I preached. I like to let Keith see what I'm going to teach on before I teach on. Because he is the head. Okay? But I shouldn't do it before he preaches. Because Friday night, he preached his sermon and mine too. So Lorna says, I told Lorna that. And Lorna says, so what are you going to do, Mrs. Moore? Get another one Saturday? And I said, nope, I'm going to preach the same one. So I told him and he said, oh, I just set it up good for you, Phil. Now you can just pick it up and take off. So I said, yeah, that's right. So that's what we'll do. You know, you never get everything anyway, you know, so we'll just go from there and you'll hear some of it again. So we'll just pick up and go from there. So what I want to talk to you about this morning is being ambassadors for Christ. Amen. We live in a kingdom that he's been talking to us about, and we have a great king. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, a great, great king. We are serving a king, and we are the ambassadors for that king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we are kings for that king. Now, we have, what's her name, Condoleezza Rice? And she goes out and she represents this country. Is that right? Now, do you think that he would pick her and that she would just be able to go out and do just exactly what she wants to do and say just exactly what she wants to say and act just exactly the way that she wants to act, and he would have picked her? Why do you think he picked her? Because she thinks like who? Why do you think he's trying to get that judge in there? Oh, y'all are getting the picture real quick this morning. Okay, so ambassadors should think like the king. So we should think like who? Jesus. So let's look at some scriptures this morning and we'll go from there. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Keith said last night at about 10 o'clock when I talked to him, or 11 o'clock, whenever it was, when he was all done. He said, what you do today? I said, I worked on my stuff. He said, all day? I said, yeah. He said, if I'd have worked on it all day, we'd have spent the whole week at church. He said, y'all don't want me to work on mine all day, do you? I said, that's right. No, we don't. He said, you're agreeing with me too much on that, Phil. I said, yeah. Well, how long were we here Friday night? Till 10:30? You know, yeah. So, because he read my notes ahead of time, so. So. But anyway, so 2 Corinthians 5:20. We'll just read that first part. You guys have got the picture of what I'm talking about. Anyway, it says, now then we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled unto God. The point I want you to get is that we are ambassadors. The Amplified said, so we are Christ's ambassadors, making his appeal as though it were through us. We're doing things for him. We are Christ what? Christ personal representatives. That's what I want you to get. Christ personal representatives. We personally represent him. So if you don't get anything else this morning, get that phrase. We personally represent Christ. Now, is that Bible? We are personally represent him. Most of you know my story. Most of you know the story about Keith and I had a wonderful marriage when we first got married, right? Hey, now y'all quit laughing so fast this morning, right? How many of you don't know that story? Oh my. Y'all must be new around here. Okay, then I have to tell a little bit of it. Too many of y'all. Well, when Keith and I first got married, I was the best submissive wife you would ever want to meet. I did everything the way that he would like it done, and we never had any troubles. No, that's a lie. When Keith and I first got married, we had a few wee bitsy problems. But I never really explained to you some of the reasons why. Keith and I didn't have any problems because we didn't love each other. We fought to get married. I mean, we rebelled to get married. We ran off and got married. I mean, we wanted to be married. We had been together since we'd been in the seventh grade. I mean, we were going to be married. Whatever it took, we were going to be married. It wasn't that we didn't care about each other. It was issues that I don't have to tell you about. That I could hide from you. You wouldn't tell me about yours. But because I care about you, I tell you about them. It would be real easy for me to hide them. But because I want what's best in your life, I tell you about them. And the issue as to why Keith and I had problems is this morning's sermon. Christ ambassadors. You wouldn't know it, but that's why. We went to Rhema. And here we are at Rhema. And Keith's studying the Word. And he's getting full of the Word. And he's learning about all these things. And he's decided that Phyllis is supposed to be the example for Christ that she's supposed to be. Oh, Lord. Turn with me to another scripture. Better do that before we go any further. 1 Timothy. This is our youth scripture. But this was the scripture that caused Keith and I trouble. It wasn't because we didn't get along. This is part of the beginning where Keith and I started having trouble. We didn't have so much trouble before we went and started trying to do these things. But this is where some of the trouble began. And if you want to be honest this morning, this is where 90% of you are. Now, I'm honest about it. You don't have to be honest about it, but if you want to be truthful with your own heart, this is where a lot of you will find yourself in here this morning. Now, you know one reason why I yell and I shout for the youth and for the kids? Is because youth and kids like things real. They will not put up with fake. They won't put up with false. We start out in there and you can sense it just as real. If one of the kids is being fake or phony, they'll go, Even the other ones will. And it's like they got to straighten it out before they can go very much further. Well, maybe it wasn't quite that way, you know. And you can pick up on it. Youth and kids like things real. You walk into the kids' classrooms back there, and they'll just spill their guts about anything. Let us tell you, they don't know it's wrong. They just tell you. And the youth, that's one thing I enjoy so much. That's why I just love it so much, is because they like it real. They want it real. They don't want no phony. They don't want no fake. They want the facts. They want it real. This is our scripture. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. It uses the word youth in this, but I want you to think about your youth as a Christian as we read it. It says, let no man despise thy youth, but be, here's the word I didn't like, an example of the believer. Why? Because we're ambassadors of the King. In word, in conversation, in charity or love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Now that's where my troubles began with my husband. That one little scripture right there. That's where it began. That one little thing. That one little short word right there. Example. Did you hear him tell it the other night? It was one Friday night. He said, Phil, you're an example. And she'd say, I don't want to be an example. He'd say, Phil, they're watching you. I'd say, well, let them take a picture. Maybe it'll last longer. I didn't tell them to watch. Why do they have to watch? Hey, I didn't want to be an example. I mean, he's teaching at Rhema. Why do I have to get up and put all my makeup on and fix my hair? Because they're looking at him. Okay? Why do I have to care how I act when I go out? Why do I have to be nice to everybody in Walmart? Because they know he's a teacher. Why do I have to be an example? I don't want to be an example. I just want to be my fleshy self. Okay? So we would have trouble. We were supposed to be on church on time. Because he was a teacher. We're supposed to be there on time. Because the teachers were supposed to sit in a certain place, and it kind of looked bad if we were late. Would it look bad if the teachers are late? At that point in time, the teachers were supposed to all sit in a kind of front row section over there, you know, and they were all supposed to be on time. And he was supposed to play the piano, so he was even supposed to be earlier than the rest of them. So we were supposed to be an example for everybody, you know. Well, I didn't like having to get ready in a hurry, you know. So I rebelled. And I'd clean the house. And I'd get ready when I wanted to. And everything else was priority, except for being ready on time. You know? And I'd do it my way, instead of being the example. What did these things say? It said, let's see. Be an example in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Now, how many of you in here knew what that verse said? Anybody ever read that verse before? Where's the youth in here? Any of the youth ever read that verse? Yeah, I know they read that verse before. So, ambassadors have a certain protocol, right? That they're supposed to do. And they have certain people that they represent. So for me, at that point in time in my life, I represented Rhema. I represented Brother Hagin. I represented Keith, and I represented God, whether I wanted to or not. Do you understand that? Whatever I said, if it agreed with what Keith said or not, people thought it did. Do you understand? If I said, the scripture says this, well, and Keith was teaching totally opposite, you know, they thought Keith said that. Whether he did or not. Because I represented him.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Ambassadors for Christ, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402N. That's R1402N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Faith, feed of God.